This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ibn Taymiyyah. And he said, how are you doing this morning? فقال ابن تيمية أصبحت بين نعمتين لا أدري أيتهما أفضل. He said, I woke up this morning and I am enjoying two blessings of Allah and I am not sure which one is best for me. He said, I am in this state of confusion. I am just so baffled by which one should I be appreciative of more. فقال أصبحت بين نعمتين لا أدري أيتهما أفضل. ذنوب سترها الله فلا يستطيع أحد أن يعيرني بها ومودة قذفها الله في قلوب عباده لا يبلغها عملي. He said, I am not sure what to be grateful for. He said, on the one hand, I have my own sins and misdeeds that Allah by His grace has decided to conceal for me, so nobody can look down upon me because of what I have done. Said, this is a great mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're given a second chance in life. And that is why, brothers and sisters, it's so important. Islam says, we will all make a poor choice, here or there. The fact that we are going to live on this planet, we are bound to make a poor choice. You should try not to make that poor choice. But if you do make that poor choice, then here's your responsibility. Number one, conceal your own faults. Otherwise, if you go around and you tell people what you have done, you're not being a hypocrite. You just do not want to spread evil and wickedness on earth. So Islam says, if you have done something and Allah, by His grace, has concealed it for you, said, don't go around and scandalize your own self. Keep it to yourself. And make sure that you no longer jeopardize your relationship with your Creator, but rather you try to rectify your relationship with your Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we come to know about somebody else's misdeeds or sins, what do we do as a community? We try to conceal it for them. And that is why, subhanAllah, it's so interesting. These people give everybody the opportunity to be bad. And once they make that poor choice, they scandalize them. Why? And it becomes the talk of everybody. But why? This person has family. This person has daughters. He has a wife. He has parents. Why scandalize a person in such a way that by the end of the day, his chances of becoming a better person, his chances of coming out and facing society are so diminished. So Islam said, do not do this. Do not scandalize people. Do not take joy in the misfortune of other people. Today it's them, tomorrow it might be you. So do not. So Ibn Taymiyyah is saying here, I am so grateful to Allah that I have my own sins, yet Allah by His mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has concealed my sins, so that I can go out and become a better person. And then he said, for some reason, Ibn Taymiyyah is saying the second favor upon Allah, that Allah has upon him. He said, the second one is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made me lovable. Somehow people like me. And people like me because of the good impression that they have about me. And he said, it has nothing to do with my deeds. Rather, it is just a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we look into this, brothers and sisters, and each and every one of us has a bit of Eliot's structure, and each and every one of us has a bit of what Ibn Taymiyyah is talking about. Why is it that, brothers and sisters? This last week, over three families called, say, look, my husband has a good job. He's very successful in what he does. Allah has blessed us with beautiful sons and daughters. For some reason, my husband has picked on the habit of drinking. Why? Why? Why do you make what Allah has said about Fir'aun applicable to you? كَمْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعْيُونَ Why do you do this? Why do you leave behind the beautiful family, the supportive wife, the good job? Why do you leave it for this? The people of Fir'aun were drowned in the sea, and now here you are. You are drowning in your own addiction. Somebody else calls, said, my husband has such a beautiful job. He is the general manager of his company. We have beautiful sons and daughters. Yet my husband picked the addiction of pornography. And we say, why? Why do you make Allah say to you, "Kam tarakum min jannatin wa uyun"? Third sister calls and she said, "We have beautiful family, successful business, and what have you? Yet my husband picked on gambling." And we ask, "But why? Why do you kick the favors of Allah upon you and then you drown yourself in this kind of stupidity?" This is befitting to Fir'aun. He was, the man was full of himself. But why are we ourselves being guilty of what Fir'aun has done? See, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us throughout the Quran to be grateful. To be grateful. وَاذْكُرُوا آلَاءَ اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ وَقَالُوا مَنْ ذَكَرَ شَكَرَ وَمَنْ شَكَرَ أَفْلَحَ. And Allah will say, remember the blessings, the bounties of Allah upon you, so that you become successful, prosperous. Allah said, remember. Because in order to be grateful,